As the prospect of rolling one day stoppages by members of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation looms, Albert Murphy, press officer with the INMO, joined Adrian Murphy to discuss the plight of nurses working in Ireland and the very real problem of retaining nurses in the system. Adrian began by asking Albert Murphy how we have arrived at this stage.
Well, the INMO has been trying through a series of processes to get what we call pay parity with other graduate entry professions such as the occupational therapists and speech and language therapists. So basically, in terms of professional grades in the health service, such as nurses and occupational therapists, they go through generally a four-year degree program or a three-year degree program, and they go onto the appropriate scale. The difference between nurses and these other grades is that they work lesser hours and they eventually end up on a point in on their pay scale, which is about 12% of a difference in the gap. So typically, you know, a nurse would, before they get to the top point of the scale, would have to be in service for 21 years. When they get to that point, their comparable colleagues are 7,000-8,000 euros ahead of them on the basic scale.
Just to clarify, what is the scale? When you're saying 21 years to hit the top of the scale, it's a very small scale though, isn't it?
The scale starts at a salary of 29,000 and goes up after 20 years to a point of 44,343 euros for
it's really
standard.
It's really not that great, is it? When you think of it, 21,
sorry?
It's really not that great when you think about it. All the training you've had to do, the working hours that you have to do for, you know, it's a very small scale after 21 years to only be hitting 40-something.
It is, and, you know, obviously before the student nurses would have to go through placements through college and they have to work for an internship, which they'd be before they get onto the scale. So, like, it's a long entry into the nursing profession, and nursing is a profession that there aren't a huge range of promotional opportunities. The bulk of our members remain at the staff nurse grade. Obviously, there are, you know, nursing management and there are special types of nurses, but the broad generality of our members are staff nurses that can only aspire to that amount of money. And, you know, they obviously would be working outside the normal 9-to-5 because we know hospitals are working 24/7, 365, so they have to make themselves available for those hours. So you're dealing with an absolutely predominantly female profession that have to balance trying to their work lives and bring up children, run houses, etc. So it is a very challenging time for them trying to manage that, particularly in relation to the Dublin area, because as we all know, the price of the houses in Dublin is more, and cost of living is more. So it is placing a lot of pressure on nurses. But our claim, we believe, is a valid claim. It's justified because they are graduates the same as other graduates, but the other graduates end up on a much higher point of the scale. So what that has meant is that the young graduate nurses, by and large, in the last number of years, they were treated shockingly by the government. They had their pay slashed, and most of those nurses voted with their feet. They left to go to England. They went further abroad to Australia, Canada, New Zealand, where they are valuing the nurses, and they're on, you know, higher pay scales and you know, better standard of living and in better working conditions.
Yes. So, why is it, do you think, the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, is not looking at this and seeing the amount of nurses that are going abroad and looking at the facilities and the conditions and pay that is abroad for these nurses? Why isn't he looking at this and seeing we have to do something to try and stop our really well-trained nurses going away?
I think part of it is because the nursing profession is such a major part of the health service that in trying to solve this problem, that there would be a concern, I presume, on the government side, that if they make concessions to the nursing, that other grades will put in knock-on claims. But as we've argued, the current pay agreement provides that a mechanism that if there is an issue in relation to recruitment and retention, that arrangements can be put in place to deal with that. So we actually haven't served the former pay claim. What we're saying is we need to find a mechanism that will allow us get our members to pay parity with those grades.
Yes. So you're just looking for something fair.
We're absolutely saying that the nurses deserve and need to be treated with fairness.
Fairly,
to their other colleagues. We've been at this for a long time. We've invited both the Minister for Health and the Minister for Finance to engage with us, and they haven't. No, they have refused to engage with us.
And why do you think that is? Because of that knock-on effect, they think, well, if they look at this,
Because they will see it that it's a threat to the undermine public pay policy.
But I don't know. They have to just look at each thing.
Well, for instance,
on its own.
If you look at the Mater Hospital today, there are 89 people in the ED department as we speak now, waiting to be seen by doctors. There are 30 people on trolleys. And we also have an additional 50 beds open. Like, the nursing staff in the matter, are both in the wards and especially the ED department, are pushed to the pin on their collar, trying to provide a service, trying to look after patients, try to treat them in a dignified fashion. And this is the reality of their working lives, that they're undervalued by the system and they are overworked in terms of the care that they're trying to provide. One little stat that's there, like in 2016, the Mater Public Hospital recruited 200 new staff nurses in, and at the end of 2016, their net gain was only 50 nurses. So that means that for every 4 nurses that they recruited, they lost 3. So some of that's for good reasons. Some of it's because people are moving on to better jobs, or moving down the country, or moving abroad. But it constantly means that they're always need to recruit and re-recruit the staff just to stand still.
Yeah. And this is causing the problems then. It's just a knock-on effect, and it's never going to end unless they do something to stop people moving.
Yeah, and it means that, for instance, like in any given department, say a specialist department, that if you're constantly having to replace staff, that the skill mix and the knowledge and experience in a theatre department or an emergency department or ICU is constantly being diluted, because you're not holding on to people with specialist skills. You're not, developing teams that are long-standing teams, that they have the experience and the knowledge to deal with.
The confidence and trust in each other, you know, like the team, once a team is formed and then they just keep having to renew, they can't get used to the way people work, I suppose.
Yes, and people learn from other colleagues, and there would be people that would be there to mentor people and support people. But constantly, if you look around and there's people moving out of the jobs and new people coming in, so the process, it's like a continual Groundhog Day. Particularly, for instance, in the emergency department in the Mater Hospital, for instance, in all of 2017, there was an ongoing 10 vacancies in that department, and that had to be filled by agency staff or overtime staff, right? So if you had the staff that are doing overtime, obviously they were nurses from the Mater, obviously they'd be familiar with the Mater, and you had agency nurses who wouldn't necessarily be familiar with the Mater. So it's putting the whole system under considerable stress. We had an agreement with the HSC, it was called the Recruitment and Retention Agreement, where the HSC were to recruit 1,000 nurses under a funded work plan. They haven't achieved that. It is bizarre that the Public Sector Pay Commission would look to this, found that there wasn't an issue.
And our thanks there to Albert Murphy from the INMO.